The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
I cannot for the life of me understand, hot beverage or not, but especially hot beverages, they don't put lids on them on an airplane.
No. This is this just confirms why I never, ever get a hot beverage on a plane.
Does it spill all over you?
Right? I've always thought that, you know what, you hit too big a turbulence, you're going to spill.
Yep.
No, it's crazy.
Why if you get a cup of tiny little itty bitty coffee on an airplane, there isn't a lid on it?
I don't,
more plastic? It's the one place in the world you would want to put a lid on something.
It's too much waste.
That's what it is?
Don't order hot on a plane. That's,
but even if you got cold, anything, you're spilling. Why no lid? Why no lid?
Cold, not ideal. Second, this is, as much as it might make you upset, why they say during landing that you shouldn't go to the toilet.
Okay.
There's good reason. There's no seatbelt on that toilet. It would have been a real disaster.
Be upside down. Yeah, you shouldn't shave. That's why they say don't shave on an airplane. Yes,
absolutely
either.
Not. Yep. And wearing your seatbelt, even when the sign is on, off, doesn't matter. Just put that damn thing
on. Has anybody walked into an airplane bathroom ready for a little bit of facial grooming?
No.
And then looked and saw the sign of no, don't shave and went, oh, damn it. I really needed a shave here on the plane. Who's shaving on a plane?
They had to put it.
No.
They had to put up the
sign. No.
The sign was because people left stubble inside of... Trust me.
No, it's because the turbulence, you'd hack up your face, isn't it?
That's not the reason. No, it's because they don't want to clean up after the stubble and all that.
No, that is not why there is a no-shaving sign on a plane.
Absolutely. Because people constantly are on flights and they got to arrive for a date or they got to arrive and go right to the...
But they can shave before they get on the plane.
No, because people are like, sometimes they like 8-9 hours, right? Like you can grow a beard in 9 hours.
You can.
Right? So you...
Freaking werewolf over here.
They don't... Mm-hmm. People get ready right on that plane. They don't need that.
No one is... So you mean to...
Yes, people were shaving.
You believe that the no shaving on a plane sign in the bathroom, which are not as common as they once were.
I don't think I've ever seen one.
They're there sometimes. Yeah, it's been a long time. I think it's like ashtrays. They were there for a while, even though you couldn't smoke.
It's just the logo included in like the no smoking.
Yeah, it's like all the things you can't do in the bathroom.
Because it will clog up the sink.
No,
that's what they don't want.
That's not why. It's because they don't want to hit turbulence while you've got a razor on your face.
What do they care if you cut your face?
Because then they've got to get the first aid kit, and you can slash a throat.
You're not slashing.
If you're using a straight razor, you sure could.
No.
Yeah, but you're not getting that on a plane, are you?
No one's.
Not these days.
No,
back in the day, it was the Wild West, man.
Yeah, I don't.
You break swords, all sorts of stuff.
I don't really think this is a thing. I think you're over exaggerating what this is.
I mean, this is back on the smoking in a on a plane days. It had those signs.
I don't remember them, but I'm not saying you're wrong.
You remember ashtrays, though. They were like welded shut, right? I think you could still get on a plane and there's like an ashtray there.
They do have the no smoking sign.
Yes.
Still, yes.
Yes. Who needs to be reminded with a no smoking sign?
People can't smoke still.
What about vapors?
Yeah, but on a plane, everybody knows you can't smoke on a plane.
But they still
do vapors
it.
Do
there
it?
Isn't a single person on this planet that gets on a plane and goes, oh, man, I didn't know I couldn't smoke on this plane.
I'm looking up this no shaving on a plane sign.
It's not so they had to clean up the stubble. What?
That's what it would have been.
Robbie, why would you not be allowed to shave on a plane? Because they don't want to clean up stubble or because they don't want you to cut yourself badly?
Maybe
they
the
probably
cut.
Didn't want you to cut the captain.
Yeah,
they don't want you to have a razor blade on you.
Yeah, but the sign is on the plane as if to say, hey, I know you brought your razor, but you can't do that
I've
here.
Never seen it, no.
So it's an older sign.
All I'm going to say is you could shave on a private plane first class.
That's the only place left, eh? To shave.
I guess.
Get
maybe,
a good shave.
Well, it also monopolizes the bathroom.
True. That's another good reason. Yeah.
That makes sense.
That's a part of the reason, maybe.
I like that.
Just wait till you land, you know?
Probably best for everybody.
Have a nice shave. You know, and another thing on the airplane bathroom. It's got that sign on the bottom of the toilet lid where it's like, hey, don't throw all these things down there.
Yes.
You ever notice some of the things they think people would try and throw down a toilet?
People will, though.
A full coffee cup? Who's going to put a full coffee cup in an airplane toilet and try and flush it down?
This sign only exists because it's happened before. They don't just come up with things like maybe, like puppy. No, if they have had it and they have to make a sign. And they not only did they have it once.
There's garbage right there. No one's got to throw
that little garbage.
Puppy can.
That thing's a pile of crap. That's the weakest garbage going.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Who's this, Robbie?
Paxton the Plumber.
Paxton the Plumber. Good day, Paxton the Plumber.
Hello.
Okay, so Dylan's saying on an airplane bathroom, the reason it says don't throw cups down the toilet is because people would try and throw cups down the toilet. Paxton the plumber, do people try and throw cups down the toilet?
All the time. No, I have had coffee cups. Yeah, I've had glass cups flushed down the toilets. Everything that people think that, oh, I don't want it anymore and my garbage is full, they tend to throw it down the toilet.
Wait a sec. Are you talking residential or, like, commercial?
Residential and commercial.
So somebody has tried to throw a coffee cup, their own coffee cup, down their own toilet?
Yep.
You don't
know. I've had people eating chicken wings on their toilet and just throwing the bones down there.
What?
Like,
what?
People are ridiculous when it comes to the toilet.
What do they think? Do they think it's a carburetor?
Honestly, yeah.
I mean, you can't put anything down the toilet, can you? I mean, there's three things you can put down the toilet, as far as I know.
No, I'm bad for it, Paxton, because I'll go, like, when there's old leftovers in my fridge, if they look like soup or stew or something, mashed potatoes sometimes.
Mashed potatoes?
Something I don't want to put
in. Soup, I get soup. Can we put soup down the toilet now, Paxton?
Soup is not the worst since it's liquidy. If it's like chunky like stew, try to avoid it.
Well, how else are we supposed to get rid of soup? That's a good question. You can't put it down the sink.
No, you drain it. You take out the
liquid. Yeah, you got to drain it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Can't be bothered.
No.
It's just a
I'll flush soup. I'll flush old soup.
We have no issue if it does, because a lot of times it will go through, but if it does clog, then you just call us and we have a bill for you.
What about leftover taco meat? Well, I don't actually know. Is there such thing as leftover taco meat?
No. I mean, what are we safe to flush down our toilet that aren't the big three?
Honestly.
Diapers?
No!
No, definitely not. Diapers are a big one. Yeah. Honestly, even like you go to the... you go to Walmart and like the makeup removing wipes or like the Lysol wipes, all that, but those little things, those things that even say flushable are not, especially if you live in like an apartment or anything, because they take 2 to 3 weeks to finally biodegrade. If you have like a whole apartment using that system, it has a potential to clog it somewhere down the line.
Is it true if I live, like, Robbie, you live on what, the fourth floor, right?
Fifth.
If you live on the fifth floor, you can flush more things down your toilet than somebody on the main floor?
You have a little bit more gravity to help things go through, so it's less likely that you're going to clog. Uh-huh. But if you're on the main floor, because your pipes mainly go horizontal, it's more likely for it to clog.
Yeah. So, Rob, you're free. You flush whatever you want down there and make it somebody else's problem on the ground floor.
Honestly, that happens most of the time. Yeah. Someone flushes down something and it clogs down on the first or the second floor, and then those people get flooded out because everyone above them starts using it.
The advantage is a top floor living, Dylan.
There you go, Pepper. Next million-dollar idea, the Garba toilet.
The carburetor toilet. Now
there is an incinerator toilet that's out there that burns everything.
I thought
that's really neat. That's like for people who like live in vans and stuff.
Burns it?
It burns everything?
Yeah, it burns it. If it's like it has a special liner that goes into it, and it burns everything up. It doesn't connect to a sewer system. It just incinerates it.
It's neat.
I don't know how I feel
about
neat
idea.
Certain things that you usually put in a toilet burning.
Honestly, I'm a little skeptical about it. I've heard people being careless and burning themselves with it. So, it is something to be cautious with.
The dumbest thing you've ever seen somebody try and flush down a toilet that you've gone on call to fix?
Honestly, a lot of the times, this happened a Christmas morning. I'm pretty sure a guy got a T-shirt he did not like for Christmas, and he flushed it down the toilet.
Oh, what?
There you go.
A T-shirt.
Are you okay?
I guess. That's what I'm saying, Pepper. Things get flushed.
Wow. That is a level of dumb that I didn't know existed. Really?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thanks, Pepper.
No worries.
All right, Dylan. There you go. You were right. There it is. I owe you one. You've got it.
That's a way to end a Tuesday.
Not just in a public bathroom, but their own bathroom. They're trying to flush coffee
cups. People will throw anything away.
Robbie.
I know, bones.
Not my problem. That's weird. What they think, right?
But soup is okay.
Depends on the soup.
So basically, if it ends in oop, you can put it down the toilet.
Pretty good.
That was pretty good.
That was.
Sitting on that one for about 2.5 minutes.
That's good.
Okay. Good.
The Pepper and Dylan Show on Kiss.
You remember talking to Tim?
I'm gonna be honest.
Dylan can't remember talking to
Tim. Tim, it's nothing against you, but I don't remember what we ate for lunch yesterday.
Tim hasn't been on a first date in 10 years.
Tim really?
Was set to go on a first date on Saturday, right, Tim?
Yep.
Saturday. Oh, this is right, and we said let's talk to you on Tuesday to see how it went.
There you
and
go,
it
could, Dylan.
It was going to be at a coffee shop, and yep. There was maybe a hug, maybe yep. A wait, and order.
Know what
yeah,
to do.
I remember was, Tim.
Okay, good. So, Tim, did you have the coffee date on Saturday?
It wasn't on Saturday.
Okay.
We went out on Friday instead.
Oh, okay.
Maybe that day.
Okay, so you went that same day that we gave you all of that wonderful advice, right?
Yeah.
How nervous were you, Tim?
Oh, I was so nervous. I finished work earlier, and so I took some advice, and I texted, like, hey, I'm finishing work early. If you want to meet for coffee, I'm going to be at this coffee shop at this time. And she was off for the day, so she said, yes. I got there early. It was Valentine's Day, so I had to obviously go get some roses before.
Oh, wow.
So showed up with some roses. The coffee was ready. She came in. And yeah, we chatted for an hour and a half before I had to go get my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm fearful that roses on a first date, a little too much, perhaps.
What was her reaction to the roses?
I thought that too, but she loved them.
Oh,
and
good.
She was
yeah,
super
well,
ecstatic. It was a good move. Good move.
Okay. Right on, he's proud of his team. He's back. Tim is
yeah.
back.
Yeah.
10 years of not.
I still got it.
What happened? Hey, have you been talking? Have you gone out again? Is there a plan? Did she ghost you?
No. So we saw her Friday. We kept the original plan for Saturday. So I still saw her on Saturday, like lunchtime.
Okay.
In between some things that I had, and then she invited me over Saturday night.
What?
So I saw her on Saturday night again, and then I haven't seen her since Saturday night, but we've chatted a lot. We were on the phone for a few hours last night and talking, so...
Wait, you yeah, had three visits in the span of, like, 36 hours?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Mr. Romance
that's
over here.
That's pretty good.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So, you're going to see each other again, obviously.
Yeah.
You hit it off. No red flags.
Yeah. Not yet. Nope. Everything's really good.
Look at that. Good for you. It's good to know.
I like this.
How could you not?
Did you feel rusty at any point, Tim?
Yes. Just more like she's giving me signals and signs. Uh-huh. What are the signs? What are signals? What is this?
Yep. Don't want to overthink it, but don't want to underthink it.
She invited you over at night.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something.
What did you do when you went over?
We had wine. We watched Love is Blind.
Did you get to on Love is Blind?
No, for the love of God.
Just halfway through the first episode.
Yeah, pretty slow. The first four episodes are slow, but Dylan 5 and 6, it gets drama filled.
Can't wait for him.
That girl with the glasses is a kook, hey, Tim? Wow. Stay away from that one, Dylan.
Oh, boy.
Okay. All right, so you watched half and decided to turn it off because...
Well, it was like 11 p.m. and I had to get up early the next morning. I gotta go home. But her dog kept trying to hump me, so I thought it was fine.
At least someone was.
Yeah, at least somebody was.
There you go, buddy. So good.
That's awesome. Welcome back to dating life, Tim. You did great. Congratulations. Nice job, Tim. Okay, thank you. Good luck. Okay, see you later.
Thank you.
All right, Tim hit the ground running.
Tim, oh, that's nice to hear.
All right.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Hey, I got a new Can I Sell?
Okay.
But I don't know.
I love Can I Sell? Sure.
I don't think I can, but okay. I want to really badly. And like, I feel bad because they work perfectly.
Okay.
But no one's going to buy it and I feel judged.
Okay.
And it upsets me deep down because you know how constantly things are upgrading.
Yeah.
And things are getting thrown in the landfill.
Amazon Fire Sticks, Dylan.
Right?
12 to 18 months, apparently.
Things are getting thrown in the landfill, and I hate that that's happening,
okay.
But I want to give these for a small price to a loving home.
Okay. Something that you owned that you no longer want, but you don't think anybody else will want them, or no, you're not sure if you can sell them?
I don't think you can sell them.
Okay.
But I really want to.
All right.
What is it? Is it something that you wore on your body?
Yeah.
Sacks? Underwear?
No.
You can't sell your old underwear.
I'm not trying to sell underwear.
Sacks. Sacks are expensive.
Robbie, would you buy used Sacks underwear because of the price tag?
Robbie does.
Robbie, look at what you can't know, Robbie.
He's considering it.
They're so nice.
917-917.
They're like $50 a pair.
Right.
It would depend. I'd have to really inspect them.
What are you looking for?
I would look to see how worn out the like tags and stuff are to see how actually worn they were.
Like if the writing had rubbed off?
Yeah, that's so what I
even if
done.
They were worn once, no.
Like when I look at shoes, when I buy shoes, mm-hmm. I look at the logos on the insole
mm-hmm.
to see just
and if it's worn off, you won't buy it.
I might be like, okay,
so you practice that same idea with underwear, do you?
Yeah, if it rubbed your off on your bum, I may not take them.
I don't that's know if weird. That's a, okay, 917-917. If you can really still weird. See the washing instructions, will you wear used underwear?
But a lot of people will buy Sacks or get them as gifts and they don't fit.
Right.
And you can't
return
them.
They're like $50 a pair.
So in the box?
Well, you could shove dirty ones
in the
box.
That's what I'm thinking right now. Okay.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Okay. What do you want to sell? You don't know if you can sell it? What,
yeah.
What's going on?
No, I want to for sure. Here's the thing. I just don't know if anyone will buy it. But earlier this morning, we were talking about selling underwear and Robbie's like, I'll buy used underwear. So maybe it's not as bad as
people
I think.
People buy anything.
But although
Robbie, do you want to clarify or just go ahead with I'm super gross and I'll buy used underwear?
Listen, I'm not going to I'm not going to buy disgusting used underwear.
Okay. Right?
But when you can't just include all underwear in that bracket because some people are sell fancy underwear because it doesn't fit. They get it as a gift, like Sacks.
Mm-hmm.
Most men know what Sacks are, right? They're the most comfortable thing with a little pocket in the front. They cost $40 to $50 a pair.
Right.
So if you can find a pair on Facebook Marketplace, there's a whole bunch. You checked, right, Dylan?
Oh, yeah.
There's a whole bunch.
There's a ton. It was shocking to me, really.
Why not buy those?
Because you don't know how often they've been worn?
You can inspect it before you buy it.
What are you looking for if you're inspecting this?
There's certain graphics
gonorrhea.
And tags on the back that you can tell when something's used and not used. Take it from somebody who thrifts, you can tell.
You can tell, okay.
You can tell.
So would you buy it if they said, oh, I wore it three times?
Well, maybe not. It would depend. Is it covering
on what you were doing while you were wearing them?
You would have to inspect the underwear.
Okay.
Right? Just because they're used
maybe,
doesn't mean
maybe not on underwear previously worn by a stranger.
Like, what do you... Hi, I'm here to inspect the underwear, please.
It's like, oh, can I see those?
I mean, you're going to drive all the way to look, and then you're going to like be inspecting them in front of the person, making them feel bad?
You inspect everything that you buy.
Oh, what's this?
You should inspect everything you buy.
Can you tell me the story behind this little thing here?
Yeah.
Ah! It seems so weird,
I've
Robbie.
Been gifted Sacks that don't fit.
Right.
And they go to waste.
Sure, oh, yes. Okay, buy ones that are still in the box, that are still sealed up. Fine, no
way
problem.
Too big.
Right, okay, got it. But you're saying you'd wear if somebody's like, I wore them a couple times. It's just not comfortable for me. You'd be like, oh, what a deal. Yeah,
potentially.
I'll take
potentially.
Okay, potentially. Depending.
You can
depending
wash
on if
out
it passes
stank.
Inspection. Right.
But.
God.
If they're too stank, maybe not.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You got to do the sniff test.
You're not sniffing the stranger's underwear. What the hell?
I'm just saying sometimes it should be okay. It shouldn't just because they're used. Doesn't mean
you're not sniff testing though. Please, Robbie, please.
You got to do all the tests.
If somebody came to my door and said, hi, I'm here for your underwear. And I handed my underwear to them and they lifted it up to their face.
No.
I would think they're not in it just for the uncomfortable underwear. You know what I mean?
That's weird. Robbie, that's
there would be a flag or two going up.
That's a different level of weird.
I know. I know.
I hope you do.
So what are you trying to... Is this a Facebook Marketplace moment, Dylan? Is that
well, yeah, it
here?
Would be, I guess. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I mean, this is... I'm going to be honest. This might be grosser.
Uh-huh.
But it's...
Here we go. Okay. Facebook Marketplace moment with Dylan.
Here's the thing. I don't want these to go to waste, and I don't want them to go to the landfill.
Okay.
But I'm trying to sell my AirPods.
Oh, yeah.
And it's one of those things
yeah,
that, like,
yeah. Ugh. And it, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Trust me, if I could clean them, I would.
You
I don't
can.
Know how.
You can, but you could never get them back.
Yeah. Will anyone buy AirPods? Like, these are the original AirPods that are, like, wireless. And I know that, like, there's a lot of new technology in the AirPods.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up getting myself the noise-canceling ones, which I love. Uh-huh. But, like, these are perfectly good. They work perfect. But they're AirPods.
Yeah, they...
And I'm going to be honest. Yeah. I got some ear things. When I look at my AirPods, I'm like, man, I didn't realize I'm that disgusting.
There is no modern device that has been invented that shows us just how much maintenance we still require in our ears than the AirPod.
Right.
The AirPod will find every part you miss with a Q-tip. Every part.
And this is my fear, is because I'm not that gross.
I can Q-tip, I can wash cloth, I can turn my head sideways, I can earwax, or what's it called? Candle?
Candle,
I can do
everything.
Yeah. Put an AirPod in there, it's like, missed a spot! I know. My sons. I don't want to out my son on this, but dude.
Everyone's.
No wonder he never listens to me. He can't hear me, for God's sake. His AirPods died, and I'm convinced they were totally fine. He just couldn't hear it anymore because it was so gummed up.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. That's Rob. I mean, Robbie, he'll buy used underwear. Not AirPods, eh? That's where you draw the line.
No, I might do earpods. Yeah.
You can.
Listen. They're not, when I look at them, I'm not proud.
Yeah.
When I look at them, I'm like, really? That's me?
Yeah.
And I'm a clean person.
Yeah.
So I thought.
No.
The AirPods. And then so I'm just sitting there going like, well now they're just going to go to waste.
They're like shame pods.
Right.
Put them in the drawer. Put them in the drawer of lost technology.
That's it?
That's where they go.
Nobody's going to buy an AirPods?
No.
Really?
You can clean them.
How?
But you know, they only clean so well.
Really?
Yeah. Let me ask you this. So my son had AirPods, and again, right?
Yeah.
He dropped them in the toilet. Like they were in his ears, and one fell out while he was using the toilet.
Oh, no.
I'll just conclude that story with, it wasn't the last time he used those AirPods.
So he didn't mind.
Really?
Yeah. He said, Dad, did you know that AirPods still work after you drop them in the water? I said, oh, you dropped your AirPods. Where'd you drop it? In the toilet. Oh, God.
Really?
God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. No. Well, it depends, I guess. Is it just the clean toilet water or was it dirty toilet water?
I didn't. You know what, Dylan? I didn't get more details on that.
Okay, well, one is okay and the other is not.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that. But I feel like AirPods would be easier to disinfect.
Text message says, I've washed several pair of AirPods in the washing machine, and they still work, and they're so clean. Maybe just put them in the, like, you can accidentally leave them in a pocket, or intentionally, maybe they'll get clean that way.
Man, it seems weird.
And the case, right?
The case, down at the bottom there.
The case is like, hey, reminder, you're disgusting.
Yep. It really is.
I don't know
It's hard to get down there. You got to get it's much like cleaning an ear. You got to get a Q-tip right in there.
Yeah.
Right?
Sounds like it's a lot of work.
There's not much you can do, Dylan. I mean, you could try to sell it, but you're not going to get a king's ransom for them.
Yeah, that's the problem. But I just don't want them to go to waste, right?
Like, I know.
Like, they're sitting there, and they're great. They were perfectly fine.
Yeah.
I just wanted the noise cancellation. These don't have the noise cancellation.
Yep, I know.
Like, when I went to buy my new ones, my buddy Ashton, he has the noise cancellation ones.
Mm.
And so he's like, oh, do you want to try mine? And, like, I sat there, and I was just like, yeah, I want to, but I don't want you to see what I have inside my ears.
Yeah, nor do I want what was in your ear in my ear.
So I just said, oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
And I had to go to the Apple store because they have disinfected ones.
Okay.
And then, like I remember I put them in, and then they took them out, and then they, like, put them in, like, a separate container. Like, they had to send them back to the factory. I was like, hey, wait a second. So, I mean, I get it. I just don't know what to do.
I think a lot of people take a great deal of relief in hearing that other people's AirPods are just as gross as theirs are, or when you see somebody else's AirPods and you see that. I think it's like, oh, thank God.
Right.
We're all gross together.
Right, yeah.
It's hard to get way back there.
It is.
You know, it's like a Sonicare toothbrush. The sound vibrates and breaks up all that ear gunk.
Well, and my girlfriend and I are always arguing about whether or not a Q-tip's for your ear or not.
Well, I mean,
because I'm like, yeah, they
say
are.
It isn't, but yeah, what else are you doing with it?
That's what I'm wondering.
Tell me.
How are you supposed to clean your ear if not a Q-tip? What are we supposed to do? Don't give me that put a towel in it.
Yeah.
I got too fat a finger. It's not getting in my ear.
I know.
No, not even a pinky. Oh, but with a towel wrapped around the pinky, that's like a fat finger.
Yeah.
How are you cleaning your ears?
I don't want to say.
Now I really want to know.
Oh, I think I've heard
this. I don't want to say.
I know what it is.
Because it ties into the used underwear.
You wouldn't want to buy used underwear from Robbie, because not only is it underwear, it's also his ear cleaner.
Robbie! Man.
I take a unused pair of underwear, because it's very thin fabric.
What do you mean an unused? You use like fresh ones?
Like one from my drawer, with a very thin, because they're very thin fabric.
What happens to them after they go in your ear?
Well, I use that for a couple days. I go along the elastic. So you can see Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you see little dots of wax.
Shouldn't have said
so
anything,
you don't wear your, you damn don't it. Wear that underwear? You clean your ears with a pair of, that's my ear cleaning that underwear?
Why don't you get a cloth?
Oh, God. At the end of the week, that will be demoted to a gym underwear.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, Robbie,
it's
I don't
not
even know what
that
to do now.
Bad. What? That's it. Trust me. A little, a nice thin piece of underwear because of fabric in the ear.
Gotcha.
You're good.
Thanks.
So you can try and sell them.
Okay.
Maybe try and give them away. I guess, Dylan.
Oh boy.
How gross are they?
Four set. They're not that. They're not as bad as I thought they would be.
Okay.
I'll clean them a little bit.
Yep.
For sale, if anyone wants. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks for giving me that. That's the Facebook Marketplace Minute.
The Pepper and Dylan
Podcast.
Okay, everybody, I need your help to settle something here, okay? Here.
Is it cute or is it creepy? Telling them apart ain't that easy. Is it cute or is it creepy? Can somebody please verify that for me?
So Dylan's saying I'm a bit of a creep here.
Yeah.
So,
Robbie, are you backing me up on him?
If this is what we were talking about just a minute ago off the air.
Yes.
Creep. Okay. It's not. Okay. So, I noticed. Yeah, I don't know if we started playing the commercial yesterday. I noticed it for the first time yesterday.
Yes.
That we've been playing this commercial a lot. And it caught my ear immediately because it triggered a feeling from my past, from my childhood. Okay. So, if you haven't, here's the commercial that we've been playing quite regularly lately.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Sing, dance, and celebrate with the Mini Pop Kids as they bring today's biggest hits to life. February 22nd at Festival Place. Get tickets now at festivalplace.ca.
And when I heard that, I got very excited.
Mm-hmm.
Because Mini Pops were a thing. Those that don't know me, how would you describe Mini Pops? Fairly self-explanatory.
They take like hit song, current hit songs.
Little kid versions.
Young kids, right? And kids that when I was younger listening to Mini Pops, we didn't know it was any different. We're like, oh, look at that. Look at that. That kid's my age singing Mini Pops.
Right.
Singing all the hit songs. He must be famous, right? We got super excited. You could buy the album. I remember going to the Woolco to buy the album to play it on my York stereo.
Oh, my God, you're getting old.
So now you guys are saying if I went on my own as a grown man to this Mini Pops concert, that's weird.
Yes. God, yes. Yes. That's creepy.
I never really got a chance to see the Mini Pops live before. I just had their album and like looked at the pictures on the back. How cool, those cool kids.
Here's the problem, though.
What?
Is how you're, what you're, God, sometimes with you it's hard.
What?
Had you said like, oh, Coral's kid's around 9. She would love to go. I should take her.
I don't know if she recognizes what the Mini Pops are.
You said,
I want to
go by myself.
I want
to
go watch the Mini Pops. Why can't I go? Little nostalgia, little something from my past.
But you should have just said you're
full grown middle-aged man watching the Mini Pops. What's wrong with that?
Middle age?
Middle to, isn't middle. Depends on what middle is, you know.
If you live to 100, you're middle age.
Exactly, Dylan. It's at Millennium Place on the 22nd.
I know.
All the Mini Pops will be there. Oh my God, they're so cool.
Yep.
Tell me you didn't. Did you guys grow up during the Mini Pop era? No. Robbie doesn't know what it is.
No. I had the albums with the explicit on it.
See, Lindsay says, I remember the Mini Pops. I had a poster that came in a cereal box. Yes. Oh, yeah. There was a Mini Pops hotline you could phone.
Yeah, I don't. Listen, I'm not against you going with your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
But you just wanting to go by yourself is just weird.
Well, my daughter's 18. I don't think she doesn't.
Your stepdaughter.
Oh, my
future stepdaughter.
Yeah, I don't think she knows anything about it.
Well, she's the audience.
I don't want to drag her to something. She's just like, nah,
that's the audience.
I'm the audience. No, I remember Mini Pops.
You're not the audience for now.
So you think it's creepy? It's creepy for me on my own, a man, a grown man on the 22nd to go to Millennium Place to watch the mini pops.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Unless
what?
Yes. They were mini popping like NWA.
Okay.
Right?
Yes. Does it depend on the songs they sing?
Nope.
Still like Big Daddy Kane.
What if they were mini pops then, but now they're grown up? It was like the mini pops reunion tour.
That would be okay.
I could go to that.
Yeah.
But just the fact that these are new young mini pops, I can't go to the mini pop concert.
No.
Unless I'm bringing somebody that's the same age as the mini pops?
Roughly.
Rip off.
Mm. It's just...
You didn't grow up with mini pops, man. You don't know the impact that they had on my life.
No, I heard mini pop stuff when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
I just... It was kind of junk.
Yeah, it wasn't great. I know looking back, it wasn't great, but I just want to kind of be thrust back into my childhood.
And trust me, for your daughter, stepdaughter,
yeah,
this would be awesome.
Yeah,
that age group would be awesome. I think it's great. I just think you going by yourself, I'm just trying to help you, man.
I know.
That's all I'm here is to try to guide you in and out of things you should and should not be.
Like security's going to be keeping an eye on me if I'm by myself at Mini Pops.
It would be a red flag if I was a security guard.
Talking into their little earpiece going,
why is that guy by himself?
49-year-old man here in Millennium Place watching the Mini Pops. We might want to keep an eye on that guy. That's going to what it would be?
Yes. Look at what he's up to.
Well, we got this text. Someone took their daughters to Mini Pops. They pulled dads on stage to do dance competitions.
Oh, my God!
So dads do go, but not alone.
I am a dad, Dylan.
Yes, no,
well,
I know.
I don't need to bring my kid, and I'm still a dad.
Well, I think
imagine if I won the Mini Pops dance contest.
It would be something.
You guys would be so proud of me.
Yeah, I just think it's more like I'm looking online.
What's worse, dragging a kid that doesn't want to go so you can go see Mini Pops or just going alone to Mini Pops?
Going alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No matter how.
That's a no-brainer, is it?
Okay, way.
Very good.
The Pepper and Dylan podcast.
Okay, Dylan admitted that, first of all, he said that belly button linen isn't cute, which, I mean, come on. It's cute.
Not if you neglect it for a while.
Yeah. It could come with a real smell.
Oh, well, who's smelling it?
People like going to go. People.
What do you mean?
I smell
everything. I'm always curious in what things smell.
You smell your belly lint?
I have. Oh, I'm not saying I do it on a daily basis.
Robbie's now checking his belly lint. What are we doing here, you guys?
Oh, no.
Samantha's saying you can get AirPod cleaners online for cheap. I did not know that.
What's wrong with your belly button, buddy?
Gross today.
Oh, I showered.
And
I had a good shower this morning.
You didn't get in there?
I think it's just need some moisturizer.
917-917. Do you smell your belly button lint? And is belly button lint the cutest of all the things our body produces? It's adorable.
How is that belly adorable?
It's just, oh, look at that. A little bit of my shirt in my belly. What's going on? You save enough of it, you can make a sweater.
Oh, I didn't realize my belly button was so gross.
Is it really gross?
Yeah.
How gross is so... I don't know if we should keep doing this now.
Yeah, no, you stay away.
Did you smell it?
I'm afraid to.
No, don't. No, no, Robbie!
It smells fine. It just looks gross.
God. Okay, good to know.
God. Chrissy, reveal what you revealed over text message. Shock the world, Chrissy.
I don't have an outie, right? Like, so my belly button doesn't stick out.
How is this tying into
you?
Hang on, let her finish.
But I don't get lint.
Chrissy does not get belly button lint.
I don't understand that. My husband, sometimes he'll, like, I see, like, little lint, and I'm like, how does that even happen? Is it from...
So now I'm starting to replay certain scenarios over my lifetime, and I know firsthand, my fiance is fascinated by my belly button lint.
Which, like, how does that happen?
She doesn't experience her own belly button lint, because we see belly button lint, and we're like, nope, that's just Tuesday belly button lint, Wednesday belly button lint.
Is it because she doesn't have hair?
Do women not get belly button lint?
Is it because of the hair? Like, do you know what I mean?
It could be.
It drags it and balls it up and just pours it in the belly button.
Yeah.
It's like its own little lint brush or belly hair.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
No, girls get
maybe
lint.
No. I've never in my life, I'm telling you.
917-917. Do women get belly button lint? Dylan, now do you see?
I'm telling you.
No, like, I don't see how this ties into me talking about...
I don't think it ties in, but it was very important to find this out now, Chris. I don't have belly button lint. Women don't get belly button lint. Okay.
I never had belly lint. I've never had it. My husband does. I don't know.
Do we feel bad for women that don't get belly button lint?
Why would you feel bad?
Oh. Because it's a fun thing.
How is that fun?
Yeah, you don't like it because if you don't smell it every day, it's fun, Dylan.
You got to check in. Never. My husband does, not me.
So, Chrissy, do you smell your husband's belly button lint?
No, God, no. Oh, yeah. My God.
I don't know why anybody would do that. That's a weird thing that Dylan does.
No.
She doesn't, yeah. You're not going to smell another person's.
Just your own?
That's weird.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Chrissy. Eye-opening moment. Yeah. Okay, love you. Have a good day. Dylan, did you know that the women don't get belly button lint?
Did not know, no. Now, but what you're doing is shaming any girls that do.
I'm not shaming. I am saying I'm surprised that they don't. I thought it was a universal thing. Your shirt gives you lint, and it stores in its belly button.
I'm a female. I've had belly stuff, okay. Not lint.
Just stuff.
But like belly button gunk.
Okay. Yeah, that might be different.
Okay.
See, Dylan?
Not really.
Pepper and Dylan.
Only
on KISS.
All right, here's a breakdown. Hey, Dylan.
Hey. Good morning.
Everything feeling better?
Oh, my gosh.
I've never seen somebody talk in quicker sentences.
I was in panic mode.
Gotta go. I'll be right back. Just gotta run to the bathroom. Thank God I didn't get pulled over. There would have been problems.
I was thinking that the whole time. I didn't know what I would do. I thought I was going to have to run from the cops this morning.
As a bathroom emergency?
Well, yeah, I don't know.
I wonder where that can rank. I wonder if you can get a forgiving, even a police escort.
I didn't have time for an escort. Like, I would have
It would have been a high speed chase. Like, you wouldn't have had time to pull over, explain yourself, and ask for an escort.
No,
it would have. It was that close. It was that tight.
And then, I was thinking, because I got to thinking, like, if I arrived here.
Yes.
Could I get in the door without the police tackling me to the ground? Because then they could try to get in and get their investigation, and I could handle it later.
Yes.
But I didn't know
if
I
could...
Like, they
could run chasing you from the high-speed chase now to the perp is on foot. Then they're chasing you into the building, into the bathroom, and then you're in the stall and going, it was just a bathroom emergency. I know you understand, right?
Because we have, like, locks on our door, so they wouldn't have been able to get in immediately.
Right, but if we saw the police banging on the door, we would let them through the security door.
And then I thought, what if they have a dog? A dog takes me down? Like, I was really panicked, to be honest.
I wonder, though. I have thought, I think we've all been in a situation where we're not sure if we're going to make it. We've got to go to the bathroom. The knee starts bobbing. You're breathing heavily. Like, I'm not going to make this. And then you think about what happens if you get pulled over.
Yeah.
The police are behind you. Like, I won't pull over. I'll have to get to where I'm going. Or do you just...
They have to understand,
I don't know if they do. Robbie, we had a police officer on the phone, an RCMP officer yesterday, right? Yep. And it was around this time?
Yeah.
Well, so perhaps she's listening again.
Aaron, the officer.
If Aaron is listening again, what happens in that? That has to have happened to a police officer at some point in time where they have pulled somebody over or attempted to do so, and they have to go to the bathroom so bad that the person that they're pulling over just cannot.
Well, yeah, and then
I know this because I've soiled myself in the past. But there is something mentally that has to kick in. Our brain has to release some sort of hormone, a panic hormone, that says, we'll just close up shop, close all the storm doors.
I don't think so.
No?
I don't know. All I know is that a police officer,
yes,
they probably get lied to. Like, well, people cry wolf.
She messaged.
Okay, can you call Aaron real quick there, Robbie?
I can, yeah.
Okay, so
Officer
Officer Aaron. Good morning, Officer Aaron.
Good morning.
Thank you for answering all of our law questions here early every morning. Here yesterday we learned that can't go in the oncoming lane of traffic if they're clearing snow. You should actually just patiently wait for 5 kilometers for them to pull over and let you by. This one now, Dylan, bathroom emergency.
Oh my goodness, Aaron.
Has to get to a bathroom, has no time to pull over if the police are behind him with the flashing lights. What happens, Aaron?
Well, generally speaking, we're hoping that they're going to pull over, because if not, then it's pretty much considered a pursuit.
Right.
And we call in the cavalry.
Mm-hmm.
I will say I have heard that excuse several times before.
Right.
There's probably only once or twice where I actually believed them.
Okay, well, is it not easy to believe if while you've pulled them over and you've walked up to the driver's side window and they go, oh, geez, oh, too late.
Like, people can fake, though. People are good liars.
Would that not be...
No, but if you can smell it.
I'm trying to say well, it
if the event has already happened, mm-hmm. then yeah, I'm pretty believable. Might even offer them an escort home.
That's would nice. You?
That's really nice.
Could have used you 5 minutes ago, though, true. Officer Aaron. Jeez. You wouldn't pile on and give them a ticket after that, though, would you?
Again, it depends on the person. I consider myself a little bit on the nicer side. So
okay. You do
no,
sound
no,
lovely.
If,
yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
So if you're in this situation, though, where it becomes a pursuit because Dylan just simply cannot pull over. He just simply will not make it if he pulls over.
No, I wouldn't.
And
know.
You follow him, but yet you can tell that it's not, he's not on the run from you. He just has the runs. And he pulls into the parking lot and then he gets out of his car and runs into the building. And then I assume you would chase him and then you would come in and follow him into the bathroom. At what point are you like, okay, I get it. We've all been there.
Well, I mean, obviously it depends. You have to remember that most people who are going to speed very quickly away from the police and then jump out of their vehicles and run is a different occurrence.
Yeah, right. That's sure. That's sure.
So,
yes. It would look very similar, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
What would happen?
They're running just as fast.
Right, what would happen, honestly, and sorry for this being so gross, but what would I do if you did pull me over? Like, what is it best case to stay in my car with my hands on the steering
question.
Wheel?
Good question, yes.
Or can I get out and kind of, like, on the ground?
And squat.
Like, I don't know what, but honestly, I this all occurred in my head while coming in this morning.
So, again, most people, when you say pull them over and they jump out of the car, not a good scenario.
Right,
like,
of course.
Usually that
yes.
is the worst case scenario.
Of course.
So, yeah, you
want
to generally
that.
Stay in your car.
I don't want to get shot, but I do
come
need
up,
to go to the bathroom.
Yes.
Yeah.
If I come up and you're like, oh my gosh, I have to go, then, you know, and you're especially if you're already at your destination,
yeah.
you know, okay, but go. I'll see you when you come back or, you know, I'll take your license plate and we can just go from there. But, yeah, if you just kind of take off, you're likely we'll just take down your license plate and you just get a ticket in the mail.
Okay. Because we've all been there, right? There's not
oh,
a single person
there.
Listening right now going like, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I've never had a bathroom emergency while driving. It's everybody. It's the most relatable thing we can all still connect on.
It's true.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm just trying to think of any other scenario before we let you go there, Aaron, Officer Aaron. Yeah. I mean, if you're in a pursuit, but yet the person you're pursuing is still signaling and not, it clearly looks like they're not trying to get away from you. Like they're signaling and, you know, you could put your arm out and wave like, hey, I got you. Could Dylan have called 911? while you're in pursuit and explained his situation to the 911 operator and have it relayed to you.
Can you just let them know it's really, yes. really bad? I promise. I'll like, listen, at this morning, had you pulled me over, I would have been paid whatever. I would have been like, well, I don't care. I'll spend a weekend in jail. Whatever it is, gonna just give me like five yes. minutes.
Again, there's a few different scenarios. There is no just blank slate. This is the answer, unfortunately.
Okay.
But again, if I walked up to your window and you were sweating profusely
yep.
and pale
yep.
and
yep.
shaking your leg, I yep. just, you know what? Go for it, bud.
Okay.
Have
very good.
Thank you.
Here's your police escort. We'll get you there safely. Thank you, Officer Aaron. Have a good morning. Thank you very
have a
much.
Good day.
Yep.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
So, to my right, Robbie's dealing with what he thinks is spoiled yogurt.
It looks that way.
But he can't tell because is the date proper, but the yogurt doesn't look right?
No, it's not spoiled. It's fine.
It's okay?
Yeah.
Why is it chunky?
I put some stuff in it.
Oh.
It makes it look funky.
Ugh.
Want to try?
Nope.
That is my... I'm glad you just did that, Robbie.
What?
That is the thing that drives me the most crazy about just the human condition.
This smells gross. Want to taste it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Does this smell gross to you? Here, smell it.
Right.
If you have ever done that in your life, for shame. For shame.
It actually makes me mad, though, the other way. I told my girlfriend the other day.
Yes.
I was like, oh, God, this is so gross. You got to smell this.
Mm-hmm.
And she said no. And I was so mad at her.
No. I agree
what
with
you mean,
your girlfriend.
What do you mean no?
So you're a this smells, you smell? I get so mad when people do that.
I'm mad when people don't smell.
You have already planted the seed to me that this is going to be a gross experience for me. And now you are requesting that I smell it, even though you just put yourself through an uncomfortable situation. You want me to share in your discomfort?
Of course.
You don't want me to vouch that you what you're smelling is also what I'm smelling.
100%.
You just smelt it. Trust your nose.
No, I want
to. I have nothing to do with something that you smelt that stinks. And you asking me, does this smell funky to you? Is like, what do you need validation? Yeah.
In a relationship.
It doesn't matter
for good or
something
for worse.
Smells funky to me. What all matters is, does it smell funky to you?
Yeah, I want to know.
This is your salami. You were planning on eating it. Go ahead and throw it away. That's a you decision. I don't need to verify. Yep, that also smells bad.
Okay, well,
I'm not putting myself through that.
I'm making chicken. I take the chicken breasts out. I'm making them for the family. That doesn't smell that right. Here,
If I smell it and go like, nah, this smells perfectly fine to me, you'll just cook it up and never think about it again? It's already in your mind.
It's good to get a second opinion.
You need two opinions.
As soon as you smell something
for better or for
worse, that smells bad, that is in your head for the rest of the existence of that piece of food. So if it smells bad to you, even if I say, nah, I don't know. You don't know if I have a cold.
You would tell me.
I can't smell this. I have a cold.
Yeah.
No, I would say no. I'm not smelling your food.
This is
a decision that
it's a
you
family
have.
Food.
You're a big boy. You make that decision.
No, but it's a family food.
So 917-917.
Oh my God, this smells wild.
If somebody said no, it smells okay, even though you smell that something smells like it's turned, it's gone bad. But somebody else says it smells okay. You're going to go ahead and cook it.
Why is it? You
trust my sense of smell more than your sense of smell?
Why is it? I saw this funny video. Check this out. And I'm going to watch it. But you won't share in a smell
because,
with me?
Because the result is joy. You saw a funny video. Check that out. The result of me smelling something that smells bad is me being put through an uncomfortable situation of smelling something gross.
I already was there. Now we're sharing in the situation.
That's like saying, hey, I just got in a car accident. You go get in one.
No, I don't want you to get in one. No,
it's the exact same thing.
I want
thing.
You to get in a car
one
accident.
The same.
I am.
Robbie, can you please be the judge on this one?
I see where you're both coming from. But
I should not be asked to smell something if you think it smells bad.
I like
bad.
To get that second opinion, though.
Yes.
Why? It's not going to change your mind. So, okay, I smell chicken.
Confirmation bias.
You,
I want it.
You said 917-917. Where do you got it? Just call. This is too wordy. 780-4260-917. I don't know if there's a one word. I have no idea what to file this. I don't care.
Kylie says, back to chicken. My boyfriend wouldn't know if it stinks. I'd need to verify. That right there is a team.
But if your boyfriend's the one smelling it and he wouldn't know if it stinks, why is he asking you to smell it? Unless he senses something's wrong with it.
But he doesn't
know. That's backwards.
How does he know what chicken? Do you know what chicken's supposed to smell like?
Here, let me say something. Give me a minute. Okay, give me some space here. Let me finish it, and then I'll allow you the space to respond. If you open a package of chicken, let's say, because you're going to make it for dinner, and you smell it, and it doesn't smell right, and then you hand it to me to smell it to verify if you are correct or not, and I smell it, and I think, that doesn't smell that bad.
Right.
You're going to go ahead and cook it, and you're going to go ahead and eat it, and you're never going to think about it again because I said it doesn't smell bad, but your nose told you it did. You're not going to think about that for the entire meal?
No.
For after the meal? The minute you go to the bathroom, you're not going to worry. You're not going to think. You're not going to wake up the next morning and go like, oh my God, I think I might be sick. It's going to be in your head. What you smell is making a permanent impression in your brain that you cannot avoid, regardless of what peace I bring or ease I bring to your mind.
No. I'm sorry.
That's your response.
My response is no. It's a team effort. Like, if you said, oh my God, this stinks, I want to know. I want to know what that's about.
That's a you thing. That's an odd, peculiar thing.
I think I want to know what you just
your
went
curiosity has peaked so much that you say, I want to see how bad this could possibly smell.
Yeah, it's like the scale. We want to see where our scale stacks up.
Are we the same? What's going on over there?
Good morning. Go ahead. What's up?
For me, I usually, me and my friend have a thing. We've been doing it since we were in our teens, you know, and we live cities apart, but we still phone each other randomly and ask the same question, you know, hey, we don't know how long the Chinese food's been in there. It smells kind of funky. Would you eat it? And then the answer is always the same. Yeah, fry it up. Throw some hot sauce in it. Go for it.
There you go.
So you check with your friend over the phone to see if you should eat something that's been in the fridge for a long time.
Yeah, why not? And then usually it falls by a phone call right afterwards. No, that's a bad idea. Bad idea.
Shouldn't have done it.
Well, fair enough.
Mm. It is one of my biggest frustrations, because what is inevitably what has followed, and the thing that makes you mad, you said, Dylan, is when you go to your girlfriend, here, smell this.
Yes.
And she says, no, I'm not smelling it.
Yes.
And you get angry by that.
The other day.
That's what makes me even more mad, is when somebody goes, oh, shut up, just smell it.
Come on.
And you get into like a real conflict over, I'm not going to smell something that you say smells bad. I'm not putting myself through that.
I want you to know what I'm experiencing here. It's an experience we can have together that's really not going to cost you much. Right, it's not going to take too much off of your life.
Like, I wouldn't say
oh man, this makes me feel woozy. I'm going to pass out. You should smell it too.
If you smell something that's really bad, like you remember that for a long time.
Good. I want everyone to know.
Now, if you were to say, smell this. This smells delicious. Of course I'm going to smell it, because what you are sharing with me is an enjoyable experience.
So I'm going to have to start
lying. Not a miserable experience.
That's why I'm going to start lying.
Yeah, you smell some old pepperoni and then ask your girlfriend, oh, smell how great this is.
Great.
Sure, you go ahead and do that.
Yeah, well, maybe.
I mean, she won't trust you for very long after that, but that, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I will smell something that you think smells good. I'm not smelling something that you think that smells bad. You don't need me to verify. You're a big boy. If your nose detects it's gone bad, I'm going to go with the most sensitive nose.
No.
Let's get a couple of opinions going here. You don't trust your nose, is what you're saying.
I trust my nose, but I also want to bring people in on the shared experience.
Oh, okay. Yes.
You want to make everybody feel like they count and they matter.
I do. And I can, like, I not to make it gross, but I'll take it even further. If my girlfriend toots,
okay, yeah.
Sometimes I want to know, like, what's going on? Like, is it as crazy as what I'm producing?
I was glad you brought it up, but then it got...
No!
Now I'm more activated. Now I'm just angry. Go!
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast!
Who's this, Robbie?
This is Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
The other thing that's going on is Dylan and I are really not seeing eye to eye. Somebody says, you're in that range of agree to disagree. We're not going to convince the other one about when somebody says, hey, smell this. Does this smell bad to you?
Mm-hmm.
I have no interest in helping you make that decision.
You should, though. As a partner, as a friend, that's something you should do.
Rebecca, you do that with your husband all the time?
I do.
Okay.
That's good. That's a shared experience.
Does he resist? Does he say, why do I have to smell it? Is he like me? He's like, this is none of my business if it smells.
Sometimes, not all the time. What gets him is when I taste something and tell him it tastes disgusting and then make him taste it.
Oh, yeah, that is the worst. That's even worse.
I think that's a need.
Like if you pull leftovers out of the fridge and you take a bite and go, oh, geez, I don't know. She's like, I don't know if I should eat this. Do you want to taste it? No. If you recoiled from putting something that might be bad in your mouth, then I don't want to have any part of that.
Shouldn't we both have the day off the next day?
Your reaction told me all I need to know.
I don't know. I'm interested. I'm curious.
Dylan revealed this off the air a moment ago because his girlfriend messaged him. So, Rebecca, listen to this. Okay, what did she say, Dylan?
Is this what
you do as well with your husband?
We make each other smell our bad armpits. Like, oh my God, you got to smell this.
Do you do that with your husband?
No.
Well, no. You should, though, because that's a good thing. Because sometimes you can lose the sense of smell on your own body.
No. I think what happens, every once in a while, my fiance will do, like, she's a yoga instructor, so she'll come home and she won't shower right away and she'll just be sitting around.
Yeah.
And then she'll say, oh, I stink. Do I stink?
Yes.
And I'm like, I don't know, and I'm not going to put myself through that.
Why wouldn't you?
If you think you stink, then you stink.
No.
The only thing you can do, if your partner stinks, the only thing you can do is bring it up without being asked.
How?
You can go, like, you can lean in and go, like, ooh, you should probably have a shower.
No, that's way worse than asking, hey, smell this?
No, you're right. It might be. I don't know.
You should probably have a shower?
Ooh, I wouldn't want to do that. That's
Rebecca, what's worse, asking your partner to smell you and then he tells you you stink, or him just out of nowhere, unsolicited, going, oh, you need to go have a shower?
Probably unsolicited.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. You don't want to ask. Hey, come here. Smell me for a second.
Yes, that's weird. That's your trusted person.
So when do you and your girlfriend do this? Like before bed, you just cuddle up and go, here, smell check.
Before shower, lots of times she'll be like, oh my God. And I'll come out and be like, holy. This is wild. And like, I turn into a dirty dishcloth. Towards end of day, it's like dirty dishcloth smell sometimes. I'm like, is this, what does it smell like? She's like, it smells like a dirty dishcloth. That's what I got, too.
Love you, Rebecca. Stop asking your husband to taste bad food to verify, okay? You're a big girl. You can make that decision on your own.
Team effort.
Okay, see you later.
I will never stop.
Okay. You don't trust yourself. You guys got to have a little more trust in your own decisions.
My husband asks to smell his armpits too. It happens. That's your person. You can't go to strangers at the office and say, hey, does this smell? But that's why. Is that not why you get in a relationship?
When it comes to bad stink or bad taste or something's gone bad, I'm just going to, if in my head I think it has, that's all the information and data I need to collect. My head tells me it's bad. It's bad.
So if we
I'll
just
go put on deodorant. I won't eat it. I'll throw it in the garden. That's what I'll do.
So you want her to say you stink to you?
No, because I don't need that. Because if I think I stink, then I'm fine. I'll go.
But
put
what
it
if
on
you
deodorant.
Don't know that you stink?
I'm pretty aware of how I smell.
Pretty aware?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, Mr. I'm perfect.
I think I have an idea. If it's in my head that I might stink, then I take care of it. I don't need somebody to, like, what is the worst that can happen? You have to throw out the chicken. You have to find something else for
chicken's
dinner.
Chicken's expensive.
No, you get food poisoning and die.
That also could happen.
That's the worst that could happen.
Then don't eat. Okay, forget it. I'm done. I don't want to drag this down any further than it has.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Unless everybody else wants to, it's entirely up to you.
I still don't know if I should eat my yogurt or not.
That's what that came from. That's right. That's like an hour ago.
What? So, I guess I'll just give it a go.
Let us know, Robbie.
All right.
That's how it came up.
There we go.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
My girlfriend taught me how to take a pill the other day. You don't know this?
How to take a pill?
Yeah.
Yeah, I learned it when I was 5.
No, but for those that suffer with pill taking, she taught me this thing.
Suffer with pill taking?
Yeah. Oh, I had a hard time growing up learning how to take a pill.
I remember when my son was trying to take a pill.
Yeah.
It is a weird
process. It's the most counterintuitive thing. Now, listen, she said it like it was fact, and I believe her because I'm a loving boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if there's truth to it. So you
did she just put it back in your throat and hold your mouth closed and blow in your nose?
No, that's wild.
Okay, rub your throat a little bit.
No,
hide it in some cheese. Perhaps.
No, this could really help some kids and some family members and people who have a hard time taking pills.
Pill taking hack. Here we go.
Yeah, I've never done it before, but I'm going to tell you, it worked.
Okay.
Normally, if you have a hard time taking pills, you take that pill, you throw it in the back, and you like tilt your head back.
Yeah.
Right, and pour the water in.
Yeah.
In hopes that it creates like a waterfall effect.
Okay.
She says, hey, idiot, don't do that.
Okay.
I said, okay, babe, what do I do instead? She says, do this. And it's so counterintuitive, but it's awesome. So next time you take a pill.
Okay.
You take the pill, you put it in your mouth.
Okay.
And then you look down at your belly.
Uh-huh.
And swallow, because it opens your throat up instead of closing your throat up. Have you ever heard of this before?
No.
Look at this. Look at
So you're supposed to put your head down to swallow?
Yeah. Is that not the most wild thing ever?
God, I got so frustrated when I was trying to teach my son. I was threatening grounding. That seemed to work.
My dad built a
take your iPad away if you don't swallow this damn pill.
My dad built a slingshot. I'm not kidding.
What?
He built a slingshot to shoot it in my mouth. It never worked, Dad. Later found out Dad was on the pot.
Yeah, you think? Okay.
No doubt.
But yeah, there's a little hack for you. I don't know if other people knew this.
That could work.
Very neat.
Dylan is singing a song right now saying, how is that song going, Dylan?
Dylan, captain of everything.
Right, so
captain of everything. Dylan's the one.
Yeah. Dylan is thinking there should be a Dylan parade right now.
Well, I just asked you guys if you want to share a float, or you each want your own float in the Dylan parade. So it's totally
Dylan's
fine.
Planning a Dylan parade because he is the captain of everything. And why are you? Why will there be a parade for Dylan, the captain of everything?
Listen, I mean, the text messages are flooding in, going Dylan is the man, and I'm reading them and I'm enjoying them. I really am.
Why? Why is Dylan the man, the captain of everything?
Well, because
listen to the giggling. I'm sorry, the giggling says it all. Who is this, Robbie?
This is Chrissy.
Hi, Chrissy. Why are you giggling right now?
Because it's funny, because I was listening, and I was like, well, the nurses at the Stollery know this.
Okay.
Oh, Dr. Dylan, they call me. Yep. Captain of everything. Listen, my girlfriend told me this, and I now have taken it, pushed her aside, and it's my credit only.
The proper way to swallow a pill.
Right, exactly. She told me it, and now credit's gone, babe. It's all me. The captain of everything is letting you know how to swallow a pill.
I didn't know one little thing like this could bring you such elitist joy.
Oh, my. Well, me and the doctors,
so
we all know
so
it.
So the pill in your mouth, take a sip of water, tuck your chin to your chest,
yep,
and swallow it.
Yeah.
And Chrissy, you're saying, yeah, that's they teach that at the hospital as well.
Well, my they taught my daughter for sure.
Of course.
I don't know if it was the one nurse or most.
Oh, no, it's all of us down at the stall. Okay. We all kind of do the thing, Chrissy.
How old was your daughter when they taught you that?
We started going there when she was like 11 and a half.
11 and a half. So we're not making anything of the fact that Dylan at 41 years old still couldn't swallow a pill properly. We're just drawing attention to that. He's the captain of everything for using a hack that they teach children at the Stollery Hospital.
Listen,
on how to get the yucky pill down my throat.
Guys, it's me and the doctors. And by the way, just got another text message. The speech pathologists. We all agree.
Okay.
We've been saying it for years now, and I'm just happy to bring it to you.
This is the one and only time a speech pathologist would agree with Dylan, by the way.
The captain of everything has spoken, and this is what you need to know. Is you take the pill, you take some water, you put your chin to your chest, and you swallow, because it opens up the throat hole,
now,
right?
Chrissy, that's what the doctor said. Words, Chrissy, cannot even begin to express how much we appreciate you, how much I appreciate you for listening to this show for, I don't know, a couple hours, a couple minutes, a couple days, months, I don't know. I can never put into proper words, thank you, for how much we love people that not just listen to the show, but participate and listen to the words and understand what we're trying to do around here, because not everybody does understand what we're trying to do. So I appreciate that. But I'm going to say, I have never regretted having you on the air more, because now, for I don't know how long, old Dylan, captain of everything.
You got it.
We will just hear captain of everything.
This is your captain speaking. Okay. If you need to know
anything, I know everything.
Eventually, you should learn how to take a normal pill by doing that. Because now she just takes them down the hatch it's fine.
Yeah,
right?
Of course. You could, Chrissy, or continue doing it like the captain of everything does.
I take my pills Jack LaLanne style. Just no water, nothing.
Wow. What's that?
Same.
Yeah, that's a tough person right there.
Possible.
That's a captain of everything right there.
No. Doctors, as speech pathologists and I all agree that you could really hurt yourself. You could end up choking, so don't.
There's desperate times.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, be careful.
Chrissy.
Hey, Chrissy, do you want to float in the parade or you just want to watch the parade? It's totally up to you.
I'll throw the candy.
Thank you.
I love it.
We'll see you there.
Have a good morning. See you later.
Okay. We could probably do the parade next week.
Congratulations, Dylan. You can take a pill like a child.
Captain of everything! Yay!
Robbie!
Well, let him have his victory lap.
That feels good.
Pepper and Dylan.
Only on Kiss.
Hold on a second.
Four?
Well, you're going to demand. You obviously haven't seen it. You're gonna demand to set the record straight here. Well, you do not want the general public, Dylan, walking around with the same impression that Jared has. So you've got to set the record straight for Jared and everyone else who might have misinterpreted what you said in the last segment.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Come on, Jared. Jared, we know you always listen to the show here. Pick it up, Jared.
Jared, it's blasphemy.
Blasphemy, Dylan. What is it?
I can't believe you would have said that.
Okay, Jared's not.
What did I say that upset people? Come on, it's 6:37. How upset can people be with me already?
Jared texted back.
Your call has been.
Okay, so he's not there. Jared texted during that segment because you said something that was clearly taken out of context. All of us, we know you, Dylan, so we didn't even catch on to what you were saying exactly.
You
misspoke in a way, but Jared heard it, and maybe he was doing other things, and he just kind of heard it out of the proverbial the corner of his ear. But Jared heard something, and then he texted right away to agree with you.
Should you punish me and send me home?
No. There is no. You will not. You want to punish yourselves for misspeaking.
Oh, no.
You will want to make sure the record is set straight on this, because Dylan, Jared, in response to you saying you don't really love butter on toast.
Yes.
That it's kind of a waste of toast.
It's just a good topic? I want something else on. I'm not going to just waste a piece of toast with just butter.
Jared heard that, but obviously not knowing you as well as he should, he said, "I'm with Dylan. I don't use butter at all either."
Jared,
don't use butter at all. What?
No.
Jared is anti-butter, so I thought you'd want to set the record straight before we do anything else today.
Oh God, yeah, no, I love butter. Don't get me wrong. Butter in things is amazing.
Yeah.
Cooking with butter.
Here
amazing.
He goes. Here we go.
Right? I mean, you name butter, I'll use it on almost everything.
Uh-huh.
I just don't like butter plain.
At all?
No, butter plain on toast. Jeez. Careful. I mean, you put a little garlic in that butter and put it on toast. I'm on board.
Now you're onto something.
Yeah, okay, I just don't want to waste a piece of toast that has so many spreadables with just butter.
Okay.
Oh, God,
but no, it melts if the toast is warm, right? There's nothing worse than when the butter's too cold and you try and spread it on toast. And next thing you know, you've torn the toast apart.
Yeah.
Doesn't even look like toast anymore. But yet the little pat of butter that you were using is still in its block form.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, well, I guess I can just bite into it. I'll just spread it around in my mouth on all the other pieces of bread, right?
Oh, stop.
One bite is all the butter. The next bite is like, okay, how do I mix this together in my mouth? Butter can be tricky. It's a tricky foe.
Robbie's jonesing for some butter right now.
I love Robbie, butter and toast.
One of your weak spots, yes.
And I've tried to cut it out of my diet.
I would say that butter and toast might be one of the best things to put on toast.
Butter, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, well, no. let's talk it out here.
It's time to make a list, no, it won't flop. Making lists is fun, so we won't stop. Anything at any given time could drop. You better stay tuned to see what's on top.
Now, for clarification, before we jump into this best stuff to put on toast, are we best stuff to put on heated bread-like substances like English muffins, or are we just toast here?
You got to set that straight.
Let's stick to toast.
Okay.
Because there are different things that can go on an English muffin that aren't as good on toast, right? And vice versa. Butter works on both. I'll say that right now.
I think both are pretty interchangeable as far as what you put on them.
God, I love English muffins. God. Why isn't my hand made of one right now?
Because can't. It's got to be butter, cinnamon sugar.
On toast. Good call. Good call. Didn't even think about that. That's cinnamon some outside-the-box stuff right there, Dylan.
Cinnamon sugar.
Butter, like, cinnamon sugar.
All in one, are you saying? All in one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
that's good.
Together.
Yeah, that's good.
Sundays.
No, you're right. Yeah.
That, like, if I'm going to put butter,
yeah,
it needs to be followed
by
cinnamon
and brown sugar, and
yes,
you mix it together. Yeah, no, that's good. You're good.
That's got to be number one, no?
Right.
Is the best spreadable thing going? The best thing to put on
now,
toast?
Now, while we're outside
are we
of
just doing best thing to put on toast? Like, is avocado
right? Avocado, that's what I was going to say. While we're outside of the box here, are we, or is this just spreads?
No. Avocado toast would count.
Of best things to put on toast?
If avocado toast would count.
But
and
now
don't
we're
get me wrong,
fried
like,
egg on toast.
Oh, well then. I
don't even know if peanut butter. I mean, peanut butter's got to be on the list, but I don't even know if it's going to make the list if we keep bigger. Well, fried egg, bacon, turkey,
cream
and cheese.
Jam.
On toast? I don't know if cream cheese on toast goes.
Jam.
I don't know if it's top five. Jam, Robbie?
Of course.
Jam would be on there, yeah.
So butter, peanut butter, and jam, that takes up three.
Cinnamon, brown sugar, and then avocado?
Avocado's huge.
So cheese
you're
whiz,
not
doesn't
using,
count.
You're,
mayonnaise doesn't count.
You're not, wait, just mayonnaise?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
On toast?
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is pretty good.
Of course, yeah, I see.
Honey, it's not going to be my top
syrup. Syrup.
Honey.
You're saying cream cheese can't go on toast? That's dumb.
Yeah, I don't think I'd put cream cheese on toast. That's a
that
bagel.
Whipped
that's,
cream cheese? Have
God,
you had that whipped cream cheese?
This is bagel-only territory for me for some stupid reason. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I'm admitting my flaws here, Dylan.
I understand.
I don't agree with it, but also then there's cheese whiz.
Like there's just like straight cheddar cheese.
Yeah,
cheddar
but see, here's the problem. If you're talking avocado, you're talking cheddar. Like, we're getting off topic a little bit. Are we talking spreads?
Well, it depends. I mean, we could break it down to just spreads. Or like, because egg is number one. An egg on toast?
Plain, without anything else?
Well, you can have a little layer of butter before the egg.
But then we're putting two things on toast.
But that's why I'm saying butter can't be by itself.
We have to eliminate egg, I think.
Okay, egg's out. Well, then therefore we've got to get rid of avocado.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah.
What about a piece of toast with a fresh heirloom tomato? A little bit of pepper.
Yeah, I was okay.
And a little bit of salt.
No,
that's not making the list, you guys.
How's that not making the list if avocado is?
It's got to be spread. It's got to be spread.
Nutella, then.
Nutella.
Yeah.
Nutella honey.
Yeah.
What's that other one? Biscoff.
What did you just say?
Is it Biscoff?
Biscoff to you, too.
No, isn't Biscoff that spread? The spreadable Biscoff?
How do you spell it?
B-I-S-C-O-F-F.
Biscoff? What is that?
Is it a spread? I'm pretty sure it's a spread.
Biscuit.
Is there not
Biscoff cookies?
Is there not a Biscoff spread?
Well, come on. If you get this look from us, it's not going top five.
It's like a peanut butter.
Yeah.
No, that wouldn't make the cut, Dylan.
No, sorry, Dylan.
But it's along the right.
It's a spread made from cookie crumbs.
Jesus.
I've never heard of it.
Okay, what do we have? We have peanut butter, right?
Jam.
Jam.
Butter.
Butter.
No, we're not having butter by itself. That's dumb.
I think butter belongs on
in
the top
five
as a spread to put on toast.
Yeah, how can I be outvoted?
Butter on toast. It goes. It goes.
You're not taking cheese whiz. You're not taking cheese whiz. You'd rather take butter?
When you go out for breakfast, right? And then they say,
butter on toast.
I'll get the lumberjack breakfast. And then it comes with two pieces of toast. There's butter on the toast.
And what do they bring on the side?
They bring an assortment of different spreads, but not always. Sometimes you have to ask for it.
No,
but it comes buttered because everybody likes butter on their toast at the very least.
It's dumb that you would do this.
I'm sorry you are overruled. Butter has to be counted in one of the top five spreads. I don't know if that gets good. I mean, that's Marmite.
Just because you don't like it. You're not using cream cheese. You're using... I don't like where we're doing.
I'm going peanut butter. I'm going butter. I'm going Nutella. I'm going... What else, Robbie? Jam?
Jam.
But then what
honey.
Jam? Then we've got a whole jam family.
No,
all counts as one.
Jam.
Just strawberry jam?
And well, so you're not doing cinnamon and sugar?
I think that should be on there. Well, yeah, I think cinnamon toast should definitely
should
be on there.
I won't deny it, but it's not really... It could... It shouldn't be by itself.
Hey, Robbie, let's
what
just...
What do you mean by itself? Robbie, that's the best part by
Robbie,
itself.
Give them that because it's the only way we'll get butter.
Sugar.
Yeah.
Sugar on toast.
Cinnamon, brown sugar, and butter. We'll take it, Dylan. You got it.
I really... Guys, 917-917. These guys are a bunch of... can't say that on the radio. Better careful here.
A bunch of Biscoffs.
Yeah.
So Nutella definitely going by we're getting a ton. When we talk about toast,
because toast is awesome. Toast is so good.
But not toast and butter.
Toast and butter, that's the start.
There's not a lot of
toast. Butter
is so good that you can start and finish with it. If you want to add something else, be my guest, but it's still good with butter. What?
Fine, I'll come over to Dylan's side.
Yes! Bobby, I'm losing you.
As long as peanut butter is included, I can get by without butter.
Fair enough.
But peanut butter and butter, have you ever done that?
Yes, of course.
Double up, it's delicious.
So wait, go ahead with the audience top five, Robbie.
So definitely audience is saying Nutella.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Peanut butter.
Okay.
Definitely jam.
Mm-hmm. These all are good.
I'm seeing a lot for different cheeses.
Jam is very generic, I think. Like it's a raspberry jam. I don't know. It's still got seeds in it.
Of your choice.
Oh, I love when it has the seeds.
Jam of choice.
Well,
okay.
What are we doing? Are we getting that specific with the peanut butter? Do we want the smooth, the crunchy?
Okay, yeah, right. Jam of choice. Point. Yes. All right. Sorry.
Honey. I'm seeing a lot of honey.
It's Friday, everybody.
Honey,
with us.
Yeah. I mean, we haven't really spent a lot of time on honey.
Honey, dear God, that's sweet. But
and then cheese.
Cheese, just generic cheese.
Well, cream cheese, cheddar, and cheese whiz are all kind of getting the same votes.
So if we're going to go all kinds of jams, we can go all kinds of cheese?
I think so.
Okay, very good. There's our list. That's a sound list.
Are we happy with that?
Dylan?
As long as butter's not by itself, I'm very happy to be on board. But when you say that you want just butter?
Yeah.
That, to me, is piss poor.
You don't like that? Not one bit.
No, not at all.
All right.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
And now Mark is here. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
You're gonna do this, hey, Mark?
I am, yeah, 100%.
Yesterday, did you hear Dylan, the captain of everything segment yesterday? You might have missed that, but this was Dylan yesterday morning at the very, very end of the show. Robbie, do you remember Dylan, captain of everything?
Yep.
When we had to get, yep, okay, Dylan, do you remember Dylan, captain of everything?
Oh, yeah, you guys still planning that parade, right?
This is when Dylan took credit for, well, anyway, Mark, go ahead, let Dylan, captain of everything, make an appearance.
Okay, I did the little pill trick that you taught everyone, I guess, last night, and it worked perfectly. I literally, I was blown away. I didn't have to do anything. It just, my body did the work for me.
Exactly. The captain of everything has told you, and you have listened, and now your life is better for it.
Mark.
I'm not going to lie. I was completely shocked. I was not expecting it like that, and I just, it was great.
How old are you, Mark?
That is something.
I'm 33.
So at 33 years old, have you always struggled to take your pills?
No, it's been really easy, but now it's even easier.
Exactly. Mark, it's easier now than ever. I am proud.
There's no need for
it. Work smarter, not harder. That's definitely smarter.
Mark, will you do this again in the future?
I'm never going to go back. Yeah, that's it. I'm always going to look down when doing it. So what I did is I took two sleepy pills last night, and they're rather large. And I looked down, took a little sip of water, and it just, I don't know. All of a sudden, it was gone, and I didn't even know what happened.
It basically disappears in front of your eyes, and you don't know. The next thing you know, did I take the pill? That's the biggest problem. Captain of Everything has always said, the biggest problem with taking a pill now, doing it this way, is you go like, did I put the pill in my mouth?
So it's pills in your mouth, sip of water.
Yeah.
Tuck your chin to your chest.
You got it. Opens your throat.
Swallow. It goes right down.
Boom. Done. This you is bet. It's the trick that honestly will change your pill taking life. And don't listen to me, the captain of everything.
Yeah.
Mark, go ahead.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. No. I'm with captain of everything on this one. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Get out of here, Mark. Have a good weekend. See you later.
Yeah. You too. Bye. Yeah,
go ahead with your victory lap. And again, a reminder that behind every great captain of everything is a great woman of everything. Your girlfriend told you this. You had no idea. You're just taking the credit for it.
100%. Yeah. No. Yeah. She. You didn't need to point that out. She is the magnificent one. I am the captain of everything. The house is a wonderful place.
The two of you. Yes. It's like the Hall of Justice over there. Okay.
Really something. Thank
you.
Yes. Yes.
Robbie, where are we at here? Robbie has been given a do-over, a chance for more, I guess, what, appointments, bookings, reservations, whatever you want to call them, because last weekend's challenge for him to get 147 bookings at for Canadian Blood Services, a lot of people bailed, a lot of people canceled, a lot of people no-showed on their appointments, unfortunately. So Dylan says, well, Robbie's carrying around $500 cash and says, here, I'm supposed to give this up because I didn't achieve my goal that was set out for me last week. Dylan has nicely, the captain of everything, has given him a redo for 40 appointments by 10 o'clock. Can you tell us any update here? It looks like it's pretty good now.
We've got a lot of people that said they're going to do it.
Okay. How many are you at?
Maybe 15, 20.
Oh, you better count them because we need 40 here this morning.
So that's pretty good, but I can't guarantee they're going to do it. Right? I can't. I'll be in the mountains this weekend. I can't go there and bring them myself.
If you're going to make an appointment, you can do it on the Give Blood app or at blood. What is it? Blood.ca?
Blood.ca, the Give Blood app, or 1-888 to donate.
If you make the appointment, follow through. No showing on giving blood.
Yeah, that's not cool, man.
You know? Yeah, just get all the snacks in you, too. It
you
makes
have a
it worse
minor life. Excuse because it was minus 40 last weekend, but this weekend's going to be gorgeous.
Yeah, if you could do it, please do. It would mean a lot to Canadian Blood Services especially.
Well, and that money you've got to give back if you don't get all 40.
Selfishly, of course.
Right? Yeah. Robbie wants to hang on to this cash that he's been carrying around. He didn't even need to bring it up. That is the honesty and beauty that is Robbie. He didn't need to say anything, but he did.
Yeah.
But he did.
He's just a good guy.
All right.
I took the money out and prepared.
All right. So you can do that.
Yeah, please do. Thank you so much.
Any word on your girlfriend? Is she awake yet, Dylan?
She is awake. Thank goodness.
There you go. She's there for the chair delivery.
She said, I have you covered. Don't worry. I was
what
worried,
a team.
Babe.
What a team. The captain of everything. And what'd you call
the
it?
The magnificent one.
The magnificent one. No, what a team the two of you make.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, listen. Here it is. This is Mother Nature at its finest.
Okay.
And the human condition working together.
What happened?
Get a load of this.
What?
Hey, captain of everything.
Yes.
Get a load of this.
What is it?
Robbie, remember he went insane trying to get likes by using my dying dog as as bait on Instagram.
Yeah, it worked.
And everybody's heart was broken for Biff the Bulldog, who has been given what some say weeks, I say months to live because of his heart condition. So it's been sad, right? Like, it's been sad since that vet appointment and everybody saying, you know, oh, we've been through it too, we're sorry. And people have been very, very kind and very sweet about it. And thank you very much. Get a load of this.
What do you got?
So yesterday I get home and Biff the Bulldog is fainting all the time. He's like, the vet said, all you're going to see is just, he's going to be super lethargic. He's just going to be laying around. He's just going to have like zero energy. Some days he just might not even eat. And once it gets really bad, that's when you'll know. And then I know what? I just wanted to hear him say it.
Right.
I don't get it. What do you mean? Know what? What are you talking about? But that's when you'll know.
Okay.
So I get home yesterday. I'm on my way home and I'm thinking, oh boy. I got to look at this poor guy. And he does that thing. He's got the bulldog face with like his white in his eyes, which fun fact about the whites in dogs' eyes. Did you know that they adapted that? They evolved to have whites in their eyes to be more likable and adorable to humans. Fun story.
Well, I heard it before.
Look it up.
I heard that as well.
So their eye, like a wolf's eyes are just all black and soulless, right?
Oh, okay.
But as dogs evolved and they needed to team up with man instead of going against man for in the circle of life, they developed this white in their eyes as if to be like, oh, look at me. I'm so cute. Mm. And then humans were like, hey, come on over here, you cute little guy.
Right.
Not like those other dogs with just the black in their eyes. I like this one. So that's how dogs have whites in their eyes. Why they give that puppy dog face.
Oh.
Is to make us feel sympathy for them. Anyway, fun little side fact.
It seems like, it seems.
Isn't it wild?
Playing a little, I don't like that.
Yeah, that's just the way it is. Yeah. So anyway, so I get home and I'm on my home and I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm just going to have to, this poor guy is going to have no energy. The vet said if he's no longer getting up to meet you at the door, then things are bad. And we're like, oh, he's already there. He's doing all those things. This is Mother Nature and not the human condition, the canine condition.
What happened?
I walk in the door. He jumps off the couch and runs up to me. He's like, hey, what's going on? Hey, what's happening? Right, and he grabbed his bone and he's like, hey, do that thing where I want you to throw it, but I don't actually give it to you.
Right.
Here I go, don't pull it out of my mouth, but pull it out of my mouth. All right, look at that pillow over there. Oh, yeah, you like that pillow? You like that pillow? Oh, come back over here. Give me a treat. I want a treat. Where are you going? You going upstairs? I'll come upstairs with you. He's doing that whole thing.
So he's all over the place.
I think he knows we might be putting him down.
Oh.
I think he knows we're looking for him to have no energy.
No.
So he overheard the conversation and I was like, I'm fine.
He's giving his best effort.
Yes, he's doing everything he can.
Wow.
And then as soon as I leave the room, he's like, I'm exhausted. And he lays down and sleeps for the rest of the day.
Well.
But as long as I keep greeting him at the door, I heard what that vet said. If I meet him at the door, they won't put me down.
This says, Pepper, haven't you heard dogs and people getting a burst of energy before they pass?
Oh, no. No, I've never heard that. Why would you have that?
I don't know.
That's a terrible thing to have.
It's a text message.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't
probably
know.
Dead today.
Is it just a coincidence that he hears us having that? You have it with him out of the room.
You
Dylan.
Said yesterday he doesn't even know his name.
He doesn't. But
so he heard this.
Tell me how weird it is. I come home and all of a sudden he's like, oh, I missed you so much. Isn't life great? I can't wait to be with you for as long as I can. Like it was a different dog yesterday.
Carly said, yeah, my grandmother, she perked up 100% before she passed away.
Oh, that's so sad.
No, why do you guys do this?
Carly.
Why can't you text and go, yeah, no, my grandma's still alive as soon as I just, oh, man.
Big burst of energy before the big death. Sorry, buddy.
Oh, Beth.
Here I was really thinking that he was, well, at least he's putting on the act because he does it. No. We don't need to go for a car ride. We don't need to go in that direction. Where are you taking me? I'm fine. Right. I'm fine. Look.
Oh, I had the same thought as the other texter. My dog did it as well.
Oh, he seemed so good yesterday.
That's not good.
It honestly felt like he heard the whole conversation and he was trying to prove otherwise.
Well, here's good. I had a dog with a heart condition live for 3 years.
There we go. See? Right? Hey, he's turned a corner.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, maybe. Although some people are saying
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Dylan's life is constantly right now looking at his phone, looking at the security cameras or whatever, his garage door cam or his doorbell cam to see when they pull up to deliver his new chair.
Someone pointing out, though, and I didn't even think about this, that my girlfriend's going to accept the chair, therefore the chair's going to know her scent.
Oh, no.
What? What are you talking
about? Its first introduction to the house is going to be her scent, not mine.
Right.
What if it thinks...
Well, that's what I'm saying.
What
are
if
you
it
going,
thinks that she's the mother?
Have you given, like, strict kind of rules of don't sit in the chair? I want to be... This is my chair. This is your chair for life. You've always wanted a chair for life, right?
This is
dad's chair. It's granddad's chair. It's great-granddad's chair.
Oh, I'm excited.
This is going to be the one. It took you... It was a painstaking process for you to select the chair.
Mm-hmm.
You finally have identified the chair that will be your chair for the rest of your days.
This is it.
And your girlfriend is receiving the delivery shortly, and she might be the first to sit in it.
It's possible.
All right, you didn't give, like, hey, come on.
No.
It's going to be my chair. You didn't,
I didn't
right?
say that. Don't the one that thing guy. That I did is when I bought it, I made sure she couldn't recline on it. Because it's too hard for her to push back.
It takes too much torque.
Right, yeah. You need to be you got to weigh a little more on this one. So I made sure that this one wasn't easy for her.
Very good.
Right? She's getting an automatic. This one, it's a manual. I got to put it into drive, you know? As if you've never been excited over a chair. Come on.
I don't sit in a chair.
So, but if you could.
I don't have a chair.
That's why you're not excited.
My fiance last night when we crawled into bed, she asked me the oddest question. And she always asks these odd questions, which get my mind thinking, you know, because... Yeah.
Who's pulling into the driveway?
Stop everything.
It's my girlfriend's son's dad.
Oh, he's just dropping off. Okay.
Hopefully, he's probably going to see the chair, I bet.
He'll stick around for a little bit.
I would imagine. Yeah, no, okay, sorry.
It doesn't matter. It's fine. You're distracted right now.
Look at the chaos that's going on in my house.
Look at this. They better get... Oh, no, the delivery guy. Is that the delivery guy pulling up?
Yes.
Oh, no. And they... And your girlfriend's ex is in the driveway?
I know.
Oh, no. We've got a
There's
problem.
There's so much going on at the house right now.
Should I delay asking you this question, Dylan? I'm not going to get true Dylan here. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Now they're backing up. They're blocking them in. I don't know what to do.
Should we call your girlfriend to find out what's going on?
Yes, maybe. Call her up. Oh, no. He's backing up. I'm sorry, Clay.
Okay.
I apologize.
Would you like play-by-play of the chair arriving?
Yes, I would love to hear it.
I'm sorry, everybody. Okay, we'll cancel that, Dylan. We'll come back around to
that
if we can.
Bye, Connor. Love you, buddy.
Let's see if we can.
Oh, no, don't get hit by the truck. Oh, God, he's running in front of the truck.
Okay, so.
Okay, goodness.
We're breaking into what we would normally. Well, is it? I mean, who's to say we wouldn't normally
do this?
That's
Friday.
Yeah, what are we going to do?
I know.
I had a really good. I needed some.
What time was this? This is on. Is Clay okay? Is everything okay? I can hear the backing up.
Yes, it's good. The chair is here.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, hold on. I've got some questions to ask about this chair, okay, that's coming. You realize now, Melissa, that this is going to change your relationship moving forward, right, this chair?
Yeah. Dylan will relax. I'm so excited because all he does is run around and make jobs for himself.
Do jobs around the house.
Yes. So you feel by getting this chair, he will no longer just be all over the place. He will actually find time to sit down. But are you not creating maybe a bit of a relaxed monster here with this chair? Like he will never get out of the chair again.
No. See, Dylan is the go all the time kind of guy, so I'm not worried about that at all.
All right, so you endorse the getting of this. Dylan's now showing me the live, real-time delivery of the chair.
Do you want a different view? I'll get the view of the front door.
Why do you have so many security cameras? What are you afraid of?
I don't want anyone taking my chair.
Okay, here
they are. Are they coming?
All right. No, they're not coming around the corner. So, Melissa, you're there to receive Dylan's chair. Now, here's the touchy subject, because I know it's almost impossible for you to resist, and Dylan has begged for us to let him go early this morning, just so you know, so he can sit in his chair.
Yes.
Melissa, will you resist the urge to be the first to sit in the chair?
Yes. I think that hopefully it comes in a box.
Mm-hmm. It is. So I can see it in the box. They're unloading it now.
Okay. Yeah. So, no, I'm not going to open the box. I'll let him be the first to sit in the chair.
Well, shouldn't the delivery people remove it from the box and take the box
back? They're coming around the corner now.
They're coming around the corner. Okay, here we go. Let's listen to the chair be arriving in real time right now.
Did they kind of bring it right in? I bet you they want to see where it's going to live. Oh, look at them. There they are.
Okay, the chair is coming in. Here we go.
Tipping it to the side. Careful, we just had the walls painted.
He did it backwards.
Yeah, no, there's two of them. Oh, yeah, this is perfect. Now, I don't have any cameras inside the house, so babe,
walk over there, maybe.
Just over there.
Babe, do we not have the spot ready? I thought we were getting the spot ready.
Didn't you move a couch?
There's so much cardboard here and stuff from the sink.
Oh, no, the sink that we got to return to Wayfair. Can they take that back for us?
Oh, my God. Melissa, we're also being told you guys are selling the couch in order to make room for this chair. Is that true?
Right now. Okay. Sorry, I'm just signing this.
Okay, sign it with a little heart because we're so happy.
Okay.
Did they ring the doorbell?
No, the door was wide open.
No, I was waiting.
Oh.
Well, then if they did ring the doorbell out of curiosity, what do you think that would sound like?
We know exactly what it would sound like. You want to hear that? Hey, wait a minute.
Ringy-dingy-doo, there is someone here for you. Please stop what you're doing so that you can find out who. Ringy-dingy-ding, don't you want to see who rings? Please come to the door and see what kind of news they bring.
Very nice. All right, there it is. Okay, the chair has arrived. It is in place.
Yes, and it's actually in a really small box. For what I thought it would be.
Uh-oh.
Did they get the right chair?
Oh, no.
I think so, but it's a small box. I'll send a photo.
Well, okay.
Don't you have a live stream of it?
Well, I saw it going in, but I don't. I gotta go back to the tape.
Okay.
That's it. That's
He's
all.
He's now reviewing to see the size of the box.
Well, I didn't want it to take over the whole thing, babe.
Okay,
you know,
Melissa, thank you very much.
Yes.
Don't sit in the chair. It's his chair.
Are we selling the couch? Because we could try to sell it right now. That you want to get that one sold?
No, you don't want to.
Where's
sell
the? What's the brand? What's it from? Do you remember?
It's from Article.
Article. Yeah, an Article couch. If anyone wants it, $600.
Article couch.
Okay. Thanks, right. Babe. I love
see
you.
See you, Melissa. Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Amazing. Okay. You happy now?
Well,
we've lost
home.
Him for the whole day, right?
Like,
there's still an hour and 15 minutes left.
We're good now. I can see everything's happened. Okay. Although, man, now it's in a cardboard box and they just took away the recycling. It's a hard day in my...
You okay?
Thank you. I'm good. Yeah. I'll make it
be
work.
Happy. Well, yeah, enjoy your chair all weekend.
Yeah.
An hour and 15 minutes and you can go home, Dylan. You can go and sit in that chair all weekend, okay?
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Pepper and Dylan.
On Kiss.
Okay. So I talked to my son on the phone yesterday, and I'm trying to do everything I can to not be Papa Bear here.
Okay, why?
So he works at a place called Chateau Lake Louise. We all kind of know that Chateau Lake Louise is a pretty hoity-toity hotel, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's where the elite of the elite stay. It's like $800 a night or something.
Gorgeous,
like that.
Though.
Like it's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, it's
but
stunning.
It is far beyond the average hotel's reach, right? Like it takes a special level of wealth and disposable income to be able to stay at Chateau Lake Louise.
Like guys like me, I sleep in my car.
Right.
When I go.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Fancy people stay there.
Exactly. Yes, those who don't sleep in cars stay at the Chateau Lake Louise.
True.
So what my son has noticed while working there over time is that these people, to use that term, the wealthy, are really, 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 and he's generalizing, but he has kind of associated with, I mean, there are thousands of people that stay at that hotel. Many of them are very wealthy. Very rude to service staff.
Really?
Very, very rude. He says, like, he'll say to
like
me...
Like, how many? Like, a lot of just a certain...
He'll say, we can all tell the difference as staff members at that hotel, and he works at one of the breakfast restaurants. He says, we can all tell the difference between somebody who can afford this room at any day of the year at any time and somebody who saved up and scrunched and maybe this is their honeymoon and they're making the most out of it. He says, the people who have counted their pennies and put to everything for the vacation of a lifetime, they're the nicest people in the world. But the people who can just... Because they're going away for the weekend and staying there, they don't even notice how much it costs. They're incredibly hard to deal with and rude to the service staff.
Interesting.
That's what he's noticed. But so far to this point, he's been able to avoid direct criticism from a rich person.
What does he do exactly?
He's like the host.
Okay, well, that's
so he has been able to avoid, you know, those people who just complain for the sake of complaining. Mm-hmm. He's witnessed it and he's told me stories of just like really, really awful behavior. And all they can do, because it's a fancy hotel, is almost like it's the customer is always right. But in this case, it's the wealthy customer is always wealthy, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the other day, my son was the target of a rich person's
rage. Oh, no.
What did he do?
So he was the host of this breakfast restaurant. His job is to basically seat people as it is their turn. And a group of eight came. And they didn't have a reservation. Mm. And the restaurant was especially busy and especially full at that time.
Okay.
And the leader of this group of eight would not stand for them having to wait for a table to open.
Open your wallet. How much? Give me some cash.
That's what Riley should have said. Well, what's it worth to you for me to set a table? They were demanding that they move people around to make space for that. It is a restaurant that is well known to take reservations for breakfast time, but they did not make any of that. They said, no, we didn't make reservations. We shouldn't have to. We're staying at this hotel, etc. And then they started to, I wouldn't say call my son names.
Oh, Riley.
But kind of get very aggressive towards my son, criticizing, like, the criticism going beyond his role in this situation.
To him himself?
Yes. And my son, to his credit, when he's on the job, he's very polite, he's very respectful, and he says, like, if I said anything, like, Dad, if I did what you would want to do, I would have got fired on the spot.
Text message says, my sister works in service in an upscale resort, says the exact same thing about these people.
The things he has told me, I'm like, are you kidding me? What kind of people do this? So these people just continue to berate my son, and he's like, I'm the guy that's
I'm working for you.
He's like, my job is to find you a table. I'm telling you, I would find one if there was one.
Right.
And then so they're instructed to get a manager once the temperature gets too high. So he gets a manager, and he can overhear the person complaining to the manager about this kid. This kid over here is telling me I can't. And the manager's job in this situation is to try and please this customer, even though they're being completely irrational about anything.
Right.
And my son's standing. He's like, well, what? So here's my solution.
Okay. Oh, geez. Oh, no. You're doing that thing where you do that little whisper at the end.
You have to talk me out of doing this, okay? Because this is Papa Bear wanting to come to the defense of his son.
Let
this
him grow up.
This is not Papa Bear wanting him to learn the tough life that is the outside world. This is Papa Bear wanting to protect. Here's my thought.
Oh, boy.
I want to go to the hotel this weekend.
Okay.
And I just want to sit just outside of the lobby of the restaurant, look like I'm a customer.
Well, you would be if you're at the hotel.
You know that. No, well, I'm not staying there. It's like $900 a night.
Okay. Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah.
But I want to look like I'm a guest at the hotel. I don't want to look like I'm the father of that guy that's seating everybody. I'm just a guest at the hotel.
Okay.
And I want to wait for anybody who complains.
Okay.
And I'll wait there all damn day if I have to. And if one person says something mean to my son,
yes.
I am going to not pretend that I'm the father.
Right.
Pretend that I'm another guest at the hotel.
Okay.
And confront them for their bad attitude. What do you think of that? I want to make that my full-time job, protecting my son.
He's
going to be 20 years old in 3 weeks, and I want to protect him.
I don't think
who complains to my son? Only I complain to my son about my son. I'm the only one allowed to say he's not living up to expectations.
No,
nobody else can say that.
Listen, I think it's a bad idea because you don't want to baby him in the real world.
God, I was mad. I was like seething mad. Who talks to my kid that way?
Yeah, I understand that you want to come to his defense, and there are bad people out there, but if you're not in the moment, don't sit there and wait for it to happen.
Just sit there all day. I'll bring a good book, Dylan, and I will wait for somebody to say something. And even if it's just the slightest thing, depending on how long I've been waiting, I will blow my top.
No. Not a good idea.
No one will ever know that is my son. That will be a secret between he and I.
But what are you going to say to a stranger?
Listen here, stranger. Yeah, who do you think you are to talk to a person like that? They're just doing their job, man.
Little Riley Bear?
Yeah, ain't that right? Little cute, beautiful child.
Someone says, ooh, good idea.
Right?
Christy says,
just,
bad
as
idea.
As my son was telling me this, I was like, my brow was sweating, and I was like, I was trying to breathe. I didn't know you were supposed to want to love them after they moved out.
No, you're supposed to your whole life.
No one told me that.
Amanda says you sound like anger on inside out.
I am so upset about this.
Understandably. Like, I get it where you're coming from, but no, he's got to learn to deal with this. He has to understand that these type of people exist, and the best way to handle them is kindness.
At another one of the hotels, this is unbelievable. And we'll get you a code word for the $20,000 sound, but I couldn't believe this. And I don't know if this is just lore amongst staff, but apparently one of his roommates worked at a different hotel, a different fancy hotel a long time ago. And they were very familiar with a family or a couple that liked to complain a lot, but yet kept coming back to the same hotel. And when this family had booked a reservation at this hotel, they had checked the room like three times before their arrival to make sure absolutely nothing could be complaint worthy. And then they got a call moments after they checked in that there was a cockroach in the room. They believe to this day
that it was, they brought it?
They planted the cockroach to complain and to get something out of it.
Not a bad idea.
Uh-huh.
If you don't mind carrying a cockroach around, not a bad idea.
Oh, I'm so mad. Nobody talks to my kid that way.
Yeah.
Except me.
Oh, boy. You got to avoid it.
Breathe and stay away?
I think so.
Don't cancel all my plans this weekend to stand in a restaurant lobby pacing?
No.
Okay.
No, let them grow up. Let them deal with it. And just know that that type of person exists, and he's not one of them, so you at least are winning there.
Yeah. Sounds pretty awful. Okay. Thank you for cooling me down, Dylan.
No problem. Just
if it happens
breath.
Again, though, you can't. You'll breath. Be coming with me now.
It's Pepper and Dylan on Kiss.